gentlemen, from New York's famous Hickory House east of Broadway, Columbia presents Louis Prima, his orchestra, and his magic trumpet. Music in unusual arrangements featuring that real New Orleans brand of swing with the inimitable Prima hot trumpet solos. Louis Prima and the orchestra getting off with Baby Me. Trumpet page that comes up this time titled I'll Remember. Thank you.
lots of light. And the sunrise that we miss when we kiss goodnight. Our first moments spent in paradise for two.
Serpentine.
Makes you feel like sweet 16 during the serpentine. Now when you're tired, sing
tra la 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 la.
Make those rafters ring.
Ho 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 ho.
I just heard from Mexico, from the generalissimo. Mexico has the jumping bean during the serpentine.
From the stage production, Yoko Boy. The orchestra playing for you, Comes Love.
to go higher. You can buy another shoe, come love. Nothing can be done. Oh, don't try hiding. Confidence isn't any use. You'll go sliding when your heart turns on to juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love. Nothing can be done.
From New York's famous Hickory House east of Broadway, Columbia's presenting the music of Louis Prima, one of the greatest white exponents of that Dixieland rhythm. Here we have now Val Vista Gaily Star.
Thank you.
and up the Stairway to the Stars.
Let's build a stairway to the stars. Climb the stairway to the stars. With love to guide us. Fill the night with the song. We'll hear the sounds of violins out yonder where the blue begins. Drifting, drifting, we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on the lazy, dizzy petal over the rim of a hill? Can't we sail away, darling, baby, little, little boy? Oh, we'll build a stairway to the stars. Lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. We can be happy, and we can be happy as can be.
Magic trumpet and his orchestra bringing you I Want the Waiter.
a menu, and that he'll send you. He's got a menu that'll send you and befriend you. He's got a menu that'll send you and befriend you. Maybe lend you if you help me find a way to Woods Trail. While my daughter having lunch one day, she got the waiter's eye. So he took one look at her and ran away. And now she's gonna die of thirst. Oh boy, I want the waiter. What the water? I want the waiter with the water for my daughter. Don't want the butcher or the baker or the candlestick or maker. I want the waiter with the water on the tray.
Another one in swing time, should I? 42nd Street east of Broadway, Columbia has presented the music of Louis Prima, his magic trumpet, and his orchestra. The presentation came to you announced by John Reed King. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. AM Eastern Standard Time, WJSV, Washington.
CBS presents the new sensation of the nation, Bob Chester, his saxophone, and his orchestra. Of Bob Chester and his orchestra, playing for dancers in the Mayfair restaurant of Hotel Van Cleef in Dayton, Ohio. To open the program, it's the voice of Kathleen Lane singing Shoot the Sherbert to Me Herbert. loveliest tunes of the current season, Stu Braden bringing you the lyrics, Blue Orchids. Let's roll it out now so Al Stewart can sing the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you. barrel. We will have a barrel of fun. Come on, roll, roll, roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Oh, baby, sing, boom, terrara. Just sing out a song of good cheer. 'Cause now's the time to roll the barrel. 'Cause the gang's all here.
We have the barrel properly taken care of. Kathleen Lane returns to the microphone to ask, what's new? Ladies and gentlemen, we pause briefly to remind you that you're listening to the dance music of Bob Chester, his saxophone, and his orchestra, playing in the Mayfair Room of the Hotel Van Cleve in Dayton, Ohio. On with the music as the orchestra plays Dancing in the Dark. Listen again to the sweet voice of lovely Kathleen Lane as she tells us the romantic story of a man and his dreams. romantic plea to make, Cinderella, stay in my arms. Goodbye to the dance music of Bob Chester, his saxophone, and his orchestra. They've been playing for you, ladies and gentlemen, from the smart Mayfair restaurant of Hotel Van Cleve in Dayton, Ohio. Vocalists on the program were Kathleen Lane, Al Stewart, and Stu Braden. Heard on the program, dancing in the dark from Bandwagon, A Man in His Dreams from Star Maker. Announcer Dick Roll, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WJSV, Washington. This morning, as a result of developments in the last 12 hours. The answer to one question is whether or not the United States neutrality law will be revised. President Roosevelt has asked for a lifting of the arms embargo provision and other important items. What the answer will be is now up to Congress. The second question arises on the other side of the Atlantic and will be answered there. It arose with the assassination of Romania's Premier Armand Călinescu. And the question there is, does the assassination herald a new move by a foreign power to encroach upon Romanian territory? Romania herself has said that the assassination has no international significance, and she will continue attempts to preserve her neutrality. Semi-official sources in London, however, point to the fact that immediately after Călinescu was assassinated, a new premier was appointed and a new military government established. British sources said this might indicate Romania's fear that if she could not keep the situation under control, a foreign power might use this as an excuse to come in the interest of pacification. In Bucharest, 8 men, all members of the Nazi Iron Guard, were executed as the assassins of Premier Călinescu. And the new premier, General George Argăneșanu, commander of the Bucharest army and former war minister, ordered out troops and machine guns into the streets of Bucharest to round up other members of the Iron Guard organization. Columbia shortwave listening station here in New York tuned in during the evening on broadcasts of the government-controlled stations of Europe and heard from them 4 versions of the murder of the Romanian premier. Here is how the explanations of the assassination came over the government-controlled airwaves. From Bucharest, quote, "The murder was strictly an internal matter. It has no international ramifications. 8 of the assassins have been executed. There is no unrest." End of quote from official Romanian sources. From London, by way of the Overseas Service of the British Broadcasting Corporation, came this version, quote, "Suspicion is definitely directed against the Iron Guard, a Nazi organization in Romania. It is significant that Romanian police last night searched the houses of pro-Nazi Germans in Cernăuți, and documents were found instructing the Germans what to do when German troops reached the Romanian border. 80 arrests of pro-Nazi Iron Guards were made. An official Romanian announcement said that the execution of the assassins had taken place at the scene of the crime as a warning to all who would follow the Iron Guard. Placards carrying the warning were posted." And that's the official British version. The announcer on DJB, the Nazi shortwave station in Berlin, was permitted to explain the assassination like this, quote, "The allegation that the Iron Guard member shot the Prime Minister is not plausible in view of the fact that orders have been issued to the Iron Guard not to disturb the neutrality of Romania by terrorist acts. The Prime Minister was the mouthpiece of Romanian neutrality, and he became victim of his devotion to neutrality. The crime," the Berlin announcer continued, "can be traced to Polish circles who, in connivance with British secret agents, wanted to get rid of the man who wanted Romania to stay neutral. Premier Călinescu had aroused the displeasure of Poland and Britain by interning the members of the Polish government who deserted their country and fled to Romania, by disarming the Polish soldiers who crossed into Romania, and by seizing a shipment of gold from Poland which was destined for another place." End of quotation. The German announcer further said suspicion was cast upon the British because, according to his version, all telephone and telegraph wires from Romania were cut immediately after the assassination, and yet the BBC was able to announce the premier's death before anyone else heard a word about it. Berlin's announcer answered the British allegations about pro-Nazi espionage activities in Cernăuți by charging that the whole story was pure fabrication, concocted by British journalists, of whom, the Nazi announcer concluded, there had been a tremendous influx into Cernăuți. The version of the shooting which came from Paris Mondial, French shortwave station, was somewhat similar to that from London. In addition, the French pointed out that the technique used by the killers was exactly the same as that used by the Nazi killers of Chancellor Dollfuss of Austria in 1934, when Adolf Hitler was preparing to annex Austria for the Reich. In both instances, Paris Mondial said, the killers immediately seized the radio station and announced the assassination as a signal for general uprising. Public opinion in Paris, the French announced, holds that Călinescu was the victim of Romanian Nazis. The news you have just heard was a digest of Press Association dispatches. Further details will be found in your newspapers. Your announcer, George Putnam, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Station WJSV, in cooperation with the United States Weather Bureau, will now give you the latest forecasts and weather information issued by that office. The forecasts cover a period of 36 hours beginning at 7:30 tomorrow morning. For the District of Columbia, fair, slowly rising temperature in afternoon Friday. Saturday, fair and slightly warmer, gentle northeast winds Friday. Maryland, generally fair with slowly rising temperature in the interior Friday. Saturday, fair with rising temperature. Virginia, fair Friday and Saturday, slowly rising temperature in the interior of north portion Friday, somewhat warmer Saturday. This is station WJSV, owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System, with studios located in the Earl Building at 13th and E Streets Northwest in the city of Washington, and transmitting facilities on the Mount Vernon Memorial Boulevard in Alexandria, Virginia, on property leased from the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railway Company. Station WJSV operates on a frequency of 1,460 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Our next program will come to you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The National Anthem.